Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Neil, how about you, Neil? Now we're on. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Indian Baseball. The only game within 100 miles today.
Oh,
look at our field.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable how nice it is.
Jerry shop vacked about 5 gallons of water out from here in the gravel here by the backstop, and the rest of it, you know, Brent said he was out here about noon, and it was a little squishy in behind home plate and out on the infield. He walked out there about a half hour ago, and there was, it's not squishy at all. So
no, it looks good. It's the Minster Wildcats and Fort Carey Indians, Dave Kaup, and the two teams that are in the wrong direction.
Yeah, exactly. And this isn't a normal year for the Wildcats. I see the record is 6-7. Basically, same record we got in the league, 2-3. So they're hungry. We're hungry for a win. We're struggling a little bit, Bobby, and we need to get off the schneid, bud.
I'm with you, big guy. I'm with you. Indians now taking a lineup. The umpire's ready for the first pitch. We're going to have the national anthem. We will come back. First pitch, Indians and Wildcats on Fort Recovery Radio.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Neil, you ever get any complaints since you started out?
Yes. Last year, volleyball match.
Yep.
Email. Yeah, we got a nasty email from a Franklin Monroe fan.
Nice.
And said, how about being a little less biased? And then he said we were saying bad things about some of their players. So I listened to the entire broadcast. Mm-hmm. Chuck listened to the entire broadcast. Chuck listened twice. Diana and Susie listened to the broadcast. And, of course, we have to report it to Digger, and he listened to the entire broadcast. There was nothing. It was said.
A disgruntled fan.
Yeah.
So, did we beat him?
Let's see if we can make some people mad tonight.
Yeah, we beat him.
No, there
we
go.
Let's get on the crap list again.
All right, let's do it. I'm with you. We had better. Our teams did better when everybody's mad at us.
What we're doing here tonight, and I love what you're thinking. The old switcheroo.
Yeah.
You take care of some play-by-play, and see if we can't put the snafu on our bats.
And then we got a right-hander, Daniel Patch, going out of copy, and he's been tough.
Oh, I tell you what, now I've got to see him three. This will be the fourth time, I guess. And he pitched a heck of a game last Thursday night against the Redskins and went eight innings and threw 97 pitches, I saw in the paper. And I tell you what, gave up one run in the first off of a crazy play, and that's how it goes. But, man, I look forward to watching him.
All right, here we go. The first three hitters for Minster is Johnny Nixon, Eric Schmidt, and Adam Kettner. For the Cats and head coach Mike Wiss. First pitch is low, ball one. Patch of Southmore thrown to Riley Will behind the plate tonight. Little change in pace for Coach Calp. And he's defensively. Calpy looks like Brock Dews is over third. Ryan Post at shortstop. Landon Post at second. Kendrick Wendell, big Kendrick, in first base. Right field's Troy Holman, DHing. Center field is...
I think it's Kobe and Dylan out in left.
Okay, there you go. There you go. So that's the Indians' defense. That's ball three. 3-0. Patchy needs a striker.
Johnny Nixon is just like the McKibben. He's been there forever.
Yeah, the Nixon boys are.
Nixon boys have been there forever. They're good ball players.
Taken all away for a strike. Trent Beckman got the plate tonight. Looks like Drew Braun on the bases. A couple good old veterans. And
I've only seen Trent maybe once or twice this year. Anyway. Yeah.
Inside ball four. Base on ball is the leadoff hitter. And that brings Eric Schmidt. Kettner on deck. Justin Nixon, big first baseman in the hole. The Cats come in 6-7, Cap. You hit on earlier. That's kind of unusual for their program.
Yeah, unusual for the Wildcats. And, you know, again.
Ball low.
I'm sure they don't make mental mistakes. And it's just one of those things. They get their, maybe they're struggling with their bats just like we are.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Here's the 1-0 pitch to the left-handed hitting Schmidt, center fielder. That's inside. 2-0.
Coldwater 5-0 in the MAC, 13-4 overall. They're leading to Mac Verzales right behind them at 5-1.
Bremen 4-1, yeah. I think it's a three-team race.
Yeah, right now, yeah. We kind of
throw over and run her back.
Shot ourselves in the foot here against... the other night, but you know what? We got a foul in here. We're 4-9, and at one time we were 3-1.
Yeah. Yep.
So
one of our last nine, and we battled. We've been in it, but we cannot close a deal. There's another ball, and a throw down and run in easy. Boy, Indians look like they have zero pep tonight.
Looking pretty flat out there. Yeah. I think everybody probably thought they were going to have a rain out.
I don't know, but. I'd like to see him be a little bit more. 3-0. Patchy got to throw strikes.
Well, we don't want to get down early. And I'm assuming, I don't know, is Nixon pitching for him?
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
And the 3-0 is a strike down the middle of the plate.
Crazy thing, because Patchy never walked a guy to get St. Henry last week. You know that?
Did not have a walk.
Didn't have a walk. And tonight he's struggling a little bit with some control. And maybe he'll get her settled down there.
There's a strike two on the inside corner.
All right.
Full count. Schmidt didn't like that one. He kind of gave it the old ooh.
It was a smidgy inside, but I think it was too close to take care. I think it was a strike.
Full count. Got him. Good comeback, Daniel Patch. So that's one out. Runner remains at second base. And here's third baseman Adam Kettner. Right-hander.
Who's going to go first tonight, Bobby?
Well, Trevor Lawrence is a lock to go first. Now, I know you're a Packer fan. There's a strike on the corner.
Well, Packers didn't do anything today, did they?
Aaron Rodgers says, I want out. Just reported about an hour ago.
Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers says, boys, swing and a miss.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You ain't yanking.
ESPN's going crazy.
Really?
Yep. Here's the 0-2. Got a piece. Patchy now getting into the zone here.
Well, you know what? Some of that stuff just drives me crazy because he was all in. Packer forever, you know. It's whatever.
The 0-2 just misses low. Good pitch. Neil Spencer over there on the engineering today. How you doing, Spencey?
Ain't ready.
Wasn't ready.
I'm doing just fine.
You're looking good, too, by golly. Fouled out of play. Patchy gets a new ball from the plate umpire, Beckman. Indians and the Wildcats.
Mr. Larry Brown down there. Tony Stahl.
Some administration.
Bringing in some ball.
That one's in the dirt. Nice stop.
Good job, Riley.
2-2.
A lot of pitches here in this first inning for Big 66.
Yeah. Hey, if you're out there listening, 419-852-9201 and
419-234-2976.
We would love for talk you about to chime you. In.
Yeah.
Give you a shout out. Foul at the plate. Nice job of battling by Kettner. He's got the grades on there or not? No, he doesn't.
I'd like to strand those boys out there. He looking at that Kettner kid, see how old he is?
Yep, you got her.
As soon as I sneeze.
Oh, this would be a good one, too. Good one. 2-2.
He's a senior.
That's inside. 3-2. Brian.
I think about a half a pound of dust came out right there.
Did you like a little dusty one?
Oh, man, that dusty day. Coming out my nose, everything.
I love it. And you got a text at about 5:30 this morning. That always helps.
Yeah, what was up with
I'm
that?
I'm going to kill him. Time called now.
Just all of a sudden, it was ding, ding, ding. And I told Lucy, I said, what? Something, this ain't good. Something's going on. Look up. It's these morons. Really?
If Atrium won 100 on a scratch-off, he'd send a picture to us. Good way to start your morning, he says. Moron. 3-2. Here's the pitch. Ball in the dirt.
Tell you what, when I got him
two on another, now.
Another half-hour shut-eye in me, I really
feeling
don't
good?
I don't give an ass on that, I can tell you that.
Right. Here's first baseman Justin Nixon, Brady Heitkamp on deck. Patch in trouble here in the first.
Got to strand these guys. Come on.
There's a strike.
Get out in front here. Come on, 66. Get out in front.
I just can't believe how nice the diamond looks. Of course, we have a tarp here, folks. Mm-hmm. I know you guys are all wondering how in the hell we plan, but yeah, we got a nice tarp here, and there's a swing and a miss. Fouled, I guess it was. 0-2.
Looks like we got a hole in her right there at the old second base.
A little wet spot there.
Yeah. So our new field, we'll have that tarp, and then we'll roll it off, and then we'll have a
little drain there. Oh, yeah. That's big, ain't it?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
0-2. Two on, one out. That's outside. Chris Sean's here. I see Mr. Sean's walking by. Commercial review.
Got his shorts on.
So do I. I can't say nothing. Fouled back.
I ain't new.
Minster battling here.
Well, they're aware of how Daniel can pitch, so they're going to try to take a chance, any opportunity they have, because he can just settle down and rattle off a bunch of
balls. Another foul ball. We're out of balls. That's it. Three batters, we ran out of balls.
Two of them's in the back of my truck.
One's in the Daily Standard guy's car. The Lone Ranger behind us. That guy's got a great handlebar mustache down there. Here's a 1-2 in the dirt, 2-2. Patchy cannot even come close to his breaking ball right now.
Is he smoking a cigarette, too?
No, I think he's got a sucker with a handlebars. Raleigh Fingers is sitting on here.
Look at that. That's fabulous.
2-2. Got him. Nice job, Daniel Patch. Much needed K-burger. So that's two out. Here's second Braceman. Second Braceman, Brady. I can't.
That's why normally yeah, I do play by play because
I'm about half drunk.
He's hitting the sauce.
Yeah, I've been drunk for a week.
Fly ball, right field. Troy Hillman says, I got her, boys. Nice job, Daniel Patch.
All right.
Nice job, Indians. Big. In the inning, no runs, two walks, two guys left. Half inning, no score.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back. One of our loyal listeners says we're not on the air, and then they said, yeah, we are. So, who knows?
The engineer says, well, I'm listening to it.
Yeah, so. Neil says, well, I'm just coming in loud and clear.
Turn it up.
Here we go. The Indians batting their half of the first inning. Ryan Post, Kobe Wendell, Riley Will.
Brock, I'm going to say this. If we can start out, base hit.
Okay.
Postie's due.
Yep.
We start out with a base hit. We score a run.
Okay. I like it.
Yep.
I like it a lot. Kendrick Wendell bats fifth, playing first base. Daniel Patch, first batting sixth, pitching. Landon Post plays second base, bats seventh. Dylan Evers, you are correct, in left field, bats eighth. DHing is Derek Lockefeld. It's Ryan Post. Indians got to get her going here, boys.
Something,
and I agree with Calpin.
We got crazy here, but Troy Hillman's warming up.
I don't know.
No.
Patchy not feeling?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Don't know. But I see Troy down there warming up. It's kind of.
Here's Post, left-handed hit senior on Jerry Kemp's team. That one's in the dirt, ball one. Johnny Nixon. Johnny's a what?
He's got to be a senior.
No, I think Johnny's a junior and Justin's a senior. Is that what it is?
Yep, Justin.
There's a flare into short left field, and that is going to be caught by the left fielder.
Great play.
Nice catch. Out there in left.
So Justin then probably pitched in that state run they had, huh?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Well, they've had a Nixon forever.
That's true.
Yeah. But I agree. I think he did. Here's Kobe. Kobe playing center field tonight. Riley Will swings a bat on deck. That's a curveball in the dirt, 1-0. How much school's left? All these guys got left. I see.
We're in the last 9 weeks, so I'd say probably 4 weeks.
I'd say you're right. End of May.
End of May.
Yep. I think graduation is like 27th
ground
or
ball.
Something.
Third base. Good hop for the third baseman. Fires it across. Two up, two down. Here's Riley.
Now batting, Riley Will.
I have one more batter to change the old luck of the Indians here.
No, you got about four innings.
Well, you're kind of the play-by-play guy. I just kind of sit here and look pretty. That pitch is low for a ball. Had a guy today, we said, they listened to us, said, I really didn't hear much of the baseball game, but I found out a lot about Fort Recovery. Base hit, left field. Riley Will stays hot. Good job, Riley. Here's Brock Dews. Riley broke up the no-hitter against Coldwater with a base hit.
Brock
My wife said against Coldwater, we went almost an hour without giving the score update. I said, there
you tell
is
Lucy.
No way.
You do it at the end of every half inning. Always.
You tell Lucy.
Unless
she's
I cut
on
you
our
off.
List.
Now, in between, sometimes it doesn't get said a bunch.
That's
or
because
what
we're always off the air because you got yeah. some loose wires.
Hot spots out. Kind of just slipped.
Yep.
That's look at classic. Look at his pants.
Got a little wet spot there.
Look at him laughing.
Throw over.
Everybody's laughing. Umpire's laughing.
Yep.
Bruiser Deuce laughing.
Try to hit. Rock Deuce. Junior. Throw over again. Lobbed over. Indian
lights
baseball
on
4K. Lights are on here at the fort. Draft starts at 8. I'm leaving here at 10 till.
You know, it's pretty cool. Cleveland can host it this year. I think it's neat. They move it around. But after about the first 4 or 5 picks,
you're out?
Yeah. Unless Bart Starr is going to climb out of the hole and come back and get back in the draft, I ain't watching.
That's ball outside 2-0. Not me. I'll watch every draft. I watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys do, and I've tried, and I've done it. Your brother Bill's wanting us to go somewhere tonight.
I've seen he wants to go out to Jackie's.
And I got
pound beers. And
there's no way I'm doing that.
You're up.
There's no way.
Fly ball
come on,
in the
come
gap.
On.
Come on. Go, baby.
Come on.
And it is
oh,
a catch.
Damn.
What a catch
wow.
by the center fielder.
Two great catches out by
absolutely.
The center fielder. Holy cow.
In the inning, no runs, a hit, a runner left.
Let's not hit it to that guy anymore.
And well, after look. One, no score, Lucy Kalp.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the second inning. Wildcat's going to come to the plate here.
Give me a butterscotcher. Maybe that's what we need.
I've been eating the crap out of them.
Have it don't help?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I've just been eating the crap out of them. 6-7-8. Oldages, Rippled, and Richard. Cody Richard going to be the first three batters here for the Wildcats. Patchy gave up a couple walks in the top of the first, but he hung on. And,
yes, he did.
And got out of that jam. They strand both of them, and Indians hit the ball hard in the bottom of the first, and we'll move to the top here of the second. No score. Oldage is not. Either he played basketball, maybe a sister.
Sisters. He had twin sisters.
Okay. There we go.
Or younger sisters that play. They're, I think.
Tough.
Yeah. That one's got the, sorry, Spencey. That's
that
got FRR.
Back in the old FRR.
That's okay.
Pay your insurance.
Oh, damn it.
Oh. Forgot that. Sorry, Connor.
Now you tell me.
Comes a 1-1. That one's blasting out towards 119.
Passed you today, Spencey. Going on 219 between Coldwater and 127?
Don't think you did.
Don't believe. Come on, Spencey.
I bet you $1 zillion I passed you that out there.
Where was this? Where was this?
That's going to drop in there. Come on, Ryan.
Oh.
Just over Ryan Post's head for the first base hit of the ball game.
Now, let me think here.
I don't think I went that way.
You went by Coldwater today.
That was Ralph. You saw Ralph Randall.
No, it was FRR.
Oh, it was
the newer vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
Did you actually see the license plate? Because there's another car, another vehicle exactly like it.
No, I seen the license plate. I said, they're expensive.
So waved mom at you. Pulls it back.
Somebody gave him the finger, so I figured it was you.
Same old routine?
Yeah.
Ripple steps in there, runner at first, nobody out. Top of the second inning, no score.
I would say this is, what'd you say it is?
Ripple?
I'd say Riplow.
Riplow, yeah.
R-I-P-P-L-O-H.
Yep, Ted Riplow's his dad. He played for Ed Snyder. I've known him since his high school.
No.
Yep. Why do I have the book then? I'll call him what I want.
Yeah.
Riplow. Throws a bunt down the first base line. Patchy comes over. He's going to field it. Good out over to Kendrick. Great sacrifice right there by Riplow. And Olda just moves over to second. So 1-3 in the old scorebook, out number one, and that's going to bring Cody Richard to the plate with Zach. What's that one? Four.
Fortman.
What?
Fortman.
Is that right?
Fortman.
Yeah. Zach Fortman. That's really close.
Got the Daily Standard guy was bugging me.
We got an F-O-R-T.
So you blaming it on him?
F-O-R-T-M.
I forgot the A-M.
Fordham.
See, I would have helped if you put the N, A and the N on the end of it. That one's fouled over in the oak tree.
This guy has the best hair I've ever seen on a kid.
Better than Christian Jones?
Yep.
Jones has got a pretty good head. Yeah, look at Jonesy's over there.
Yep, that's awesome.
Check that out.
Yeah, Jones got a big lid, too.
These guys might be. That could be relation somehow.
Just because their hair matches?
Just because their hair matches. That one's high. Gets way over Riley's head. Gets away from old Patchy, and that's going to move Olda just over to third. So now, 90 feet away, game first run. One out. Richard, your batter. He's the shortstop. Got to sneeze again. More dust.
That's disgusting.
That, my friends, will happen 50 more times before this game's over.
And don't think the people down in front of us in the bleachers don't appreciate it.
Ooh, swing and a miss. Nice job by Patchy. Gets out of that one.
Nice.
Third strike out of the game for Daniel Patch. And now he's got two outs, and I'd love to see him strand that young
this
man
kid is
down
6'10".
There. Zach Fortman, man. And he hits a rocket.
Oh, hey!
Landon. Hello, Landon
Post. This is
Post.
A defensive extraordinaire.
Wow. What a game. Wow. What a defensive play by Landon Post. I thought for sure that was dead right for a hit. And no, lined out to Landon Post for out number three. And we go to the bottom of the second. Still scoreless.
Lucy Kalp.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. When you or someone you care about is discharged from the hospital and needs additional medical treatment at home, Kalp Pharmacy can provide intravenous and nutritional services, hospital beds, lift chairs, walkers, and much more delivered directly to your home. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Sorry, we were chit-chatting.
We were busy. Talking about a word, and Bob is, he's not real good at spelling, I can tell you that.
You sure that's how you spell docket?
Yes.
Like pocket?
Yes.
Pocket with a D?
Yes.
Let him know.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the second inning, going to be Kendrick Wendell, Daniel Patch, and Landon Post. First three batters here for Coach Kapp's Indians. Looking to score a run, folks. We have scored one run. Let me think here now. Scored one at St. Henry. We scored two runs.
List is right there on the blue sheet there if you want to check it out.
Don't yell at us. You kind of yelled at us.
Didn't really yell.
We have scored one, two, three runs in the last five games. I wish I'd never looked at that right now.
Yeah. Well, maybe you reverse jinxed us.
Maybe.
Got a 15
maybe.
Spot up today.
We were going to change underwear, but only two of us was wearing underwear. Curveball, Kendrick sits on it, pulls it over, and
man, I would like to see Kendrick. I know.
Yeah.
But he sure pulls off of that. I would like to see him take that shoulder, go right to the pitcher. But if you watch him swinging, he is really stepping away.
He's done it all year, and I've talked to Coach Kapp about it. I said, man, I said, Kendrick steps at that pitcher, it's going to make him a better hitter. His foot always goes down that third base line. Jerry said, we've worked on him.
Come on, big boy.
He said, we get him to do it in practice.
But I can tell you right now, Mom's got a major uniform to wash today.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to need some of that.
That's three times through.
Tide stick.
Yeah, we need something big.
I don't think Tide stick's going to do it.
Here comes the 1-2. Too high. Yeah, we're going to need
big one.
Shout it out or something.
A case of Tide sticks.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe the best thing to do is buy a new pair of trousers. He gets a piece of that down the first base line, going to roll foul. Kendrick showed his wheels. Coach Feely just smacked him on the butt. Turned around.
Got a handful.
Got a handful of mud.
Look at his hands. Oh, that's funny.
Now he's just wiped it on his pants, and Kim's going to have to wash her pants.
Kim's going to have to wipe those.
Harold does the laundry. Kim don't do nothing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be darned.
That one swung on and fouled out of play. Boys, we've gone through a lot of baseballs. Do you know what is the average pitch count, the life of a Major League Baseball? How many pitches?
Major League. Ooh.
Major League Baseball. Baseball comes into the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's got an average life. There's a ground ball down the third baseline. Oh. Right on the third baseline goes foul right at the bag.
12. You know the answer?
12.
I do. 12?
Yep.
This is the question of the day. I will give you guesses.
How many guesses do we get?
No, I will give you chances. Spencey says 12, so that's
Let me do that. I can do this. I can figure it out.
B, 8. C, 4. Here comes a 2-2. Rung him up on an outside pitch. I thought it was outside.
Yeah.
Kendrick goes down looking.
The life of a baseball. So it's either 12, 8, or 4.
12, 8, or 4.
I'll be dang. Either way, it surprised me, but I guess if you think about it.
Yeah, but once it goes into the stands, it doesn't come back out, so.
Not normally. There's a rocket right after the middle. Get in there. That's going to fall in front of the center fielder. Get past him, but the right fielder right there to pick him up. So Daniel Patch with a big old hit right there. First hit for a long time for Daniel Patch. Good to see that. And that's going to bring the second baseman, Landon Post.
That was one that the center fielder couldn't make a tremendous play on.
If he catches that, we build him a statue.
Yep.
I tell you what, the right fielder, hats off to the big right fielder for coming over and backing that up. Yep. Otherwise, he'd have been standing on second. So, Landon Post steps in there now, runner at first. No score, bottom of the second inning. Man, he calls that strike every time. Old Trent Beckman back here.
If he calls it every time, you better be swinging at it.
Absolutely.
Consistency is exactly what you want out of an official.
What if they're bad the whole time?
Well, if they're making the same call every time, then it's okay. The kids just have to adjust. Now I'm going to try to help them if I'm not on the air.
Well, you are a helper.
Try to explain things to them.
We're getting thrown off.
Landon Post just bunted that baby. Off the end of the mat like a
cue ball.
Yeah.
I used to take to you at St. Joe's store.
Oh.
On Wednesday nights, I'd just about run the table.
I tell you what, we threw a lot of quarters in the table for a while, didn't we?
Yep.
Had a lot of fun. If we went back and went through the record, I'd say it's pretty even.
I could never beat you on your home stick, though. You own St. Joe.
We had some battles out at the Rancho.
Yeah.
Can't go. Those are Sunday night battles.
Come on, Landon. Base hit here, kid.
One ball, two strikes. Patchy at first. No score. Landon calls time. Says, why don't you think about this next in a little bit here?
You know what? A lot of times when you make a great play,
I know.
You get a hit the next
inning. We talk about it.
Here we go.
He's going to have to do it with two strikes. Here comes the pitch. He hits it. It's going to go out. It's center fielder coming in hard. Shortstop going out. Center field makes a play. He's going to get patchy at first. Absolutely uncalled for, folks. Patchy goes halfway on it. Ball's getting caught. Turns around. Kid throws it to first. Patchy goes down. Gets picked off. So that's going to be a double play to end the inning. Indians get a hit. Nothing to show for it. We go to the top of the third. Still no score.
Main Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have for you this week. In their deli, they have Cooper Farms Honey Roasted or Smoked Turkey for just $5.99 a pound, sliced any way you like it. And Eckrich Bologna is only $1.99 a pound, sliced your way. Packages of Eckrich Smoked Sausage, Original or Cheese are 2 for $6. And it's time to start making plans for your graduation parties, so get your party trays and chicken ordered now. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, here we go. Welcome back. Fort Recovery Radio, Indian Baseball here on a Thursday night. Mr. Wildcats, Fort Recovery Indians, scoreless. Top of the third inning. They're going to roll the top. Johnny Nixon, Eric Schmidt, and Adam Kettner, first three batters. Nixon steps in there, takes the first pitch strike. Thought he had it made. He walked his last time up. Thought, this kid can't throw strikes. Well, just hang on there for a second. Comes the 0-1. That one's in the dirt. Ball one.
He just cannot get that.
Can't get his breaker curveball going. Yeah. The Uncle Charlie's not working so good.
You'll get her.
Well, the old Redlegs, they got 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers.
Return home this weekend for the Cubbies. Should be a good series. Good weather. So
there's ground ball over to Ryan Post. Ryan's going to come in, field it at the edge of the grass. Fires it over to first. Nice job by Kendrick down there at first. Scoops her up. One up, one down. A tough play. The old wet grass, damp grass, kind of held it up a little bit. It was a hard hit ball, and Posty caught it right there off the edge of the grass and gunned her over to first. And that's going to bring Eric Schmidt to the plate. Eric struck out swinging his first time up. That one's outside for a ball. That one's popped straight up. Riley Will going to maybe have a play for it. It's going to come over to the fence. Hit the top of the fence, folks. It hit the top of the net. Unbelievable. One girl down there, she's eating popcorn, never even rattled her.
They got popcorn?
I see her eating popcorn.
Probably do. I don't smell it yet.
Oh, yeah.
She's got seeds down there.
Ted Riplo picks it up and
put it
in his car.
Put it in his pocket.
Yep.
Ted Riplo's a thief.
put in this car.
That was a little high for a ball. Two balls and a strike. We got a shortage of balls right in.
Can we call the sheriff?
Comes a 2-1. What's going on around here?
Nobody else find that funny.
No.
Me and you.
He would. Well, he would if he was hearing it, but.
Oh, inside. Might have caught a little jersey at ball four anyway.
Did you see Bryce Harper get in the face last
night? Yes.
Ouch. 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Right in the cheek.
Dang, I did see the replay of that.
Jeez. Yowza. That hurt.
It hurt me. I couldn't imagine that.
Oh, yeah.
He was walking off, and I put his hand up to his jaw and his cheek.
Probably. Don't rub it. Everybody said, don't rub it.
He's probably sitting there thinking, I hope it's all one piece yet. He's kind of feeling. Man.
Yeah, that's one where people don't say, don't rub it, because you guys better be doing something.
You know, obviously that pitcher didn't try to hit him in the face.
No.
And that's one that got away. So one out here, runner at first. Kettner, your batter. That one's outside.
Here's my problem, though. It's the Cardinals. He hits Bryce Harper in the face. Next pitch, he hits the kid right in the ribs.
Well, back-to-back smokers?
Back-to-back pitchers. Back-to-back pitches.
Ooh. Wow.
Might have worked him up a little bit, though, hitting him in the face. Might have had him a little jittery. The next one, he probably should have rolled up there. Ooh, had him leaning at first just in time. One ball, no strikes to Kettner, number three hitter. Swing and a miss. Runner goes. Man, that was close play down there. It looks like it popped out of his glove, didn't it?
Yeah.
So the runner steals. Schmidt down to second. Pretty good throw. One hopper right in the mid of Ryan. And, I thought that was right on him. That was bang, bang. Popped out of his mitt.
The glove, the ball, and the runner got at the same spot at the same time.
Sure did. Here comes a 1-1. Steve Rack, too.
Trent's got a quick K-burger. Like, he'll delay it and boom.
Yep.
How would you do it? Huh? Could I hear you from here?
Yeah, you'd hear me. I'm a vocal amp.
Ooh, inside. I caught him on the bat, I think.
I'd be, you like that?
Remember that guy? What was that guy's name? I did softball games, had that real deep voice.
Yeah.
I don't know how he even did.
Ray Howard?
Crusher? No, Crusher.
Crusher's
a little fella.
But
Crusher is one of a guy.
Yeah.
Yep. Love that guy.
Here comes the 1-2. That's in the dirt outside. Good job by Riley Will to block that baby and keep the runner at second.
Crusher would have been Dylan's great uncle. I believe he was married to Laverne Weitzel's sister.
Well, Crusher's from like Arcanum. He was from Arcanum because.
Swing and a miss. Nice job, Daniel Patch, out number two.
The first time he played softball here, I've never seen anybody hit home runs like he did.
Yeah.
Just he was like.
Stand there, flick his wrist, and then just go shooting over a tree.
He was. Then he moved to town.
Guy was a big man.
They've done trailer court.
Yep.
Yeah, he was a man.
Yeah, runner at second. Two outs now. Daniel Patch each time getting guys at least at second base.
Inside corner. The batter's looking at Trent.
Justin Nixon there questioning that pitch. He kind of jumped back, and Trent called it a strike. So Patchy gets ahead 0-1. Here comes the pitch. Fastball. That's going to be ripped out towards Kobe. Kobe's going to come in with it. They're going to send the runner. And that's going to be the game's first run. So Eric Schmidt comes around on Justin Nixon's RBI single.
I think Kobe misplayed that. He kind of ran back on it, and then he had to come in and didn't have a play at the plate.
So that's going to bring the number five hitter, Brady Heikamp, to the plate. He flew out to Troy Hillman his first time up. 1-0 ball game now. Favor of the Minster Wildcats. There's a ground ball over to Brock Deuce. Brock's going to have to, he stepped back, and now he's coming up and firing.
And it gets away.
And it's going to get away from Kendrick, and now he's going to run this all the way home. Here comes the throw from, and now we got him in a pickle. So nice job by Riley Will. Nice hustle by Troy Homan to go over and get that ball and bring it in. I don't know if Coach Wiss, did he send him?
He stopped him.
He stopped him.
He was pointing down.
All right.
That means he wasn't.
Yep.
He stopped him. But anyhow,
couldn't find a break.
Threw him out at home. But in the inning, they pick up one run on one hit. And we go to the bottom of the third. Inning's down by a run.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor.
run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
What train you get?
You said an inch. I don't have my gauge out. In fact, I do have a gauge at home, and it's missing its bottom.
Whoops.
So, I really don't get much. There's a curveball inside the ball one to Dylan.
You get a lot, but doesn't stick around long.
No. Avery locked a felt and post. First three batters here for the Tribe. Yeah, I had that big one. Remember?
Yeah, I loved that thing.
Yeah, you can see exactly when I was pulling out. That's back to the screen.
You could have caught
one
that.
One ball, Bubba. One strike.
You'd have one-handed it like that one broadcast, that college broadcaster did.
The big one right at me.
Yep.
Anyhow, yeah. Somehow it took the bottom out of my ring gauge. I don't like it.
I bet Lucy did it.
No, she don't even know what a ring gauge is.
She has no
idea. That's low. No. Called strike.
She don't know one ring ball, gauge. She don't know the score of the game.
There's certain things she really don't care about.
Nope.
How much rain we get's one of them. That's a guy thing, you know?
Yep.
How many ladies do you ever say, you know, we got 2.5 inches of rain the other night?
Bonnie Rammel.
Believe it. Bon Bon?
Bonnie Rammel. Yep.
She got that on us. She got that from Ralph. Yeah. Ralph was always
she never did until she married Ralph.
She might have got it from her dad, too, maybe. But.
Oh, yeah, Jerry.
Yep.
That one, he gets a piece of us hanging in there. Come on, Dylan. Back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out.
He's going
to
be on base.
Ooh, big statement. Yeah, you're a rebel.
Buzzy's free willy.
Yep.
There's two things I don't like about him. He's a rebel.
Yep.
And he don't wear his gibbies.
And he was in Coal Hard, they didn't know it.
And he drove around and met everybody.
I had to go to St. Mary's, and I don't remember going through Coldwater, but I wouldn't say I did.
Ooh, rung him up, strike three. Dylan, too close to take, my friend.
Now batting.
Out number one. Strikeout number two for Nixon, and that's going to bring Derek Lochtefeld to the plate, number five.
Come on, Derek.
DH and four, Troy Boy, huh?
Yeah, which way did you take?
I didn't know there was going to be a quiz. I don't know. I have to stop and think about it.
Okay, let's do this. 10:30?
10:30, I was in St. Mary's. Okay, at 10 o'clock, I was in St. Mary's.
So maybe it was.
Oh, yeah, I did. I stopped at the funeral home for
here we go
for
and the
for
truth
Matt.
Will set you free
for Matt. Yeah, so I did go through Coldwater. Yeah,
we did the Matt Judy last night. We went and seen Big Matt, and I went to Do Good for the Scott Dipple.
My wife said, "What happened to Matt?" And I said, "You know what? Bobby said he passed away, but I do not know if he got."
He had some heart issues, I think, and he was getting right.
Last I heard, they didn't know for sure what it was, but that was a week before he passed away.
Okay. Two balls and a strike. Derek gets a piece of this one over to the shortstop. Shortstop comes up with a clean, fires over to the first baseman, out number two. Yeah, she asked me, and I said, you know what? I said, Mommy talked about him, but I said, I never really asked. I didn't know. So you think it might have been Ticker?
Yeah. Well, Kathy said it in line that she said that he was supposed to go in like in a month and get a heart cath and the whole nine yards because he had a heart surgery before. And
just lately or when he was younger?
No, younger.
Okay.
I think he had, she said that like the tenary filled up with fluid, his lungs did. And Oh, shoot. But it was a big, there's a lot of people there.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe that. I was in a better place. There's a ground ball by Ryan Post over to the first baseman. First baseman going to take it himself. Comes up with it, steps on the bag, and that's going to be three up, three down for the second inning in a row. So we go to the top of the fourth. Minster 1, Indians 0.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. Looks like Bobby's working on Twitter, getting the scores out to our Twitter friends. Indians trail 1-0, and it's going to be Oldage's Riplow and Richard, first now, three batters.
I think this, no, I might be wrong here, but I think this kid here.
Oops, sorry.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry.
I think this boy here's dad is the one who works on baseball diamonds, or used to.
Could be. Could be.
Aaron, Andy? Andy, I think.
Andy Oldages.
No, it's Craig. He used to be a referee, too. Ooh, just misses.
That one's outside. Looks pretty close to the first pitch. One ball, one strike. Patchy back out there for the fourth inning here. He's given up one run on a couple of hits. That one's a little low and outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike now. Indians hitting this Nixon boy. We're getting the wood on the ball. He's only got a couple strikeouts. We're just not getting the fall. Just not getting him to fall where we want him. That one's popped up over our heads. Tammy Post down there tonight, all wrapped up in her blanket.
How can you tell who it is?
I just know that's where she sits. I like her chairs, too. One of these times she's gonna forget that chair, and it's going to be in the back of the old truck. Everyone's rocketed out towards the playground and
good thing
all the way over to
Reisner's.
Yeah, just about. Made it through the yard. Tony Stahl heading that way.
Glad there weren't any kids over there. Might have bumped one of them.
I don't believe it got quite that far. Here comes a 2-2 in the dirt.
Oh, that hurt.
Yep.
Hit him in the shoulder.
Yeah, that one hurt. Riley's mad about that one. Should have threw a two-hopper back then.
Yep, should have.
Here, bend over. See what you do with this
one. How you like this one, Patch?
Here comes the payoff pitch. Gets a piece of it over towards Kendrick. Hits the bag.
Oh, for
dangest play I've ever seen. Hit the edge of the bag, put some spinneroos on it, goes into Kendrick's glove and just kind of rototailed right out of there.
Yeah. Oh, goes did out. Kendrick get his glove on it?
Yeah. And it goes out into right field, and I'm going to have to probably give that a hit. I don't know, Bobby, official?
Well, here's the thing. I'm over here on the right corner of the press box.
Didn't see it?
I only get to see the left side of the game.
I know. I'll switch you.
No, you build it.
I can't see the third base.
Yeah, that's a good point. This is the worst press box in the league.
Better what we had. Remember that?
It's better than New Knoxville's.
St. Henry's.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, St. Henry don't let us in.
Yeah, they have a phone line, so WCSM's always does the ones with phone lines, so they're always. I don't think we've ever played here there when they didn't.
We didn't bring in a phone.
No.
Dang it.
We're internet.
Yeah. We don't need it. I don't think we've ever played over there when WCSM wasn't broadcasting.
That one's popped up over our heads again.
We did the girls' doubleheader over there last year in softball. That's nice.
Yeah.
And we were in the dugout.
There's a little thing on the end.
End of the dugout.
Yeah, kind of like we have here on the visitor's dugout here.
Sure was. Luke Riplow, the batter. Pulled just down at first after a base hit. One's a strike right there on the outside edge, right where he wants it. One ball, two strikes now.
How many's Patchy struck out so far?
Patchy has struck out four, walked three. That one's high. Gets away from Riley. That's going to let the runner go down to second. That one.
PB.
Yeah. The PB is right. Getting a little darker out west here. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Nah, it's too cold to ring. Might snow. About 40 out now.
I'm short sleeve. You got shorts on.
You got a coat. Bigger Ed's coat.
I love it, too. That's a rocket right up the middle. Back to Landon. Landon gets his knee on it. That's going to bounce away, and Whistle's going to hold the runners at first and third. So base hit by Riplow. Back-to-back hits puts runners at first and third, and Cody Richard comes to the plate. Cody struck out swinging his last time up. Coach going to go over and talk to him. Coach going to say, all right, here's what we're going to do.
I'm going to strike him out. That's what we want to do. I'm pretty sure his coach isn't saying that to him.
No, his coach ain't saying that. Whistle saying, all right, here's what we're thinking. Now, you hit a ground ball over to that side. Going to score us a run for sure.
Well, let's see if that runner leads off a little bit at third, and we line shot to Brock, we can get a double play there and get the lead runner. Let's do that.
Text from Jeff Gray said to avoid the area of Coldwater Creek and Seeker's Judy. Semi on its side.
Uh-oh.
Turkey hauler.
Jesus.
Don't say that.
Where's it at?
Corner of Seeker's Judy and...
We're at Ronnie Sidoff's. We'd be on 29.
Coldwater Creek and Seeker's Judy.
Coldwater Creek and Seeker's Judy, yep.
So we're just...
You're safe tonight. Bobby, there's a bunt. Comes back to the screen for a strike. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Runners at first and third. Minster with a chance to add on here. And
there's no doubt he was bunting for a base hit there. We're back. He could have ramped. He could have got a double out of that bunt.
We are definitely back.
Don't think he could have got
everything's going to be
pretty fast.
Everything's going to be patchy here. Brocky now moves in on the grass.
Got him.
Quick throw to first. Gets away from Kendrick. Kendrick's going to have to bring the ball to home, and he's safe at home. Fire down to second, and he's out at second. So, crazy little thing of events right there. We had him picked off at first. Ball gets away from Kendrick. Runner from third comes home. Kendrick fires home. Kid slids under that tag. Riley fires to second and throws him out at second. So Olda just scores to make it 2-0. Riplow is thrown out 2-6 down at second for out number one. And Richard is still at the plate with bases empty now. 2-0 ball game. That one's in the dirt. Back to the screen. Kind of tough to try to explain that one, you know?
Yep. But I think you did an outstanding job.
Yeah, I do my best. There's a bunt right out in front of home plate. Riley comes out with it. Fires over to Kendrick. Nice play by Riley Will, folks. 2-3 in the old book. Out number two, and that's going to bring Zach Fortner. Now the Indians find themselves in a little bit of a hole here, down 2-0. Got plenty of at-bats left, but we got to get the old bats rolling, folks. We've been saying that now for how many games?
Yep. And we've had runners on base from time to time and can't get a timely hit. Things just aren't...
That one's popped up and back over
clicking.
Our heads. Well, you know what? We said we scored, what, two runs in five games or three runs in five games?
Yeah. We did score five before that and then one before that. So it was just...
Forgot about those runs.
Yeah.
Sabres.
And the way we started off the season, you know, we had three double-digit
scores. Crap out of the ball. The farthest we ever got anybody so far in this ball game is to first base. Strikeout swinging right there by Patchy. Gets them going on the strikes. And that'll do it for the top of the fourth inning. They pick up one run on back-to-back base hits. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Indians trail 2-0.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the fourth inning for the Indians going to be Kobe, Riley, and Brock. First three batters.
We might see the sun here, boys.
Yeah, it went get got dark and now just brightening back up. So come on, Kobe, let's get a hit. Let's lead us off. Let's go. Get on, get over, and get in.
Yeah, we got to score. This thing, we got to break it, boys.
Golly, Neds, we are in a tough stretch here.
I think a team should have all midgets. How would you throw strikes?
If I had Tom Hall on my team, he'd get down real low.
Would he see a scroucher?
Yeah, he'd get down those.
Pete kids. Rose?
It was funny. Hey, see? That's a cowboy right there. I thought that's a foul out of play. You see that one last night?
Yeah.
Look at that one, huh? Oh, wow. Huh? That's a crappie.
Where was that one?
Lake Larmy.
How are you taking that picture off standing over?
I have no idea what that is, you moron. That's a 400-pound crappie. He's a beast.
Was you fishing last night?
No.
Oh.
Kobe Wendell takes that one outside. Come on, for Kobe. A ball. Three balls, two strikes to our leadoff man here in the top of the bottom of the fourth inning.
I see they had the Standard today had an article about $1,000.
Ball four.
$10,000 right. First prize.
Are they going to do that again?
Crappie-thon? Are you a crappie fisherman?
When they had that, man, I fished that lake like nobody's business.
Huh?
I was fishing like crazy during the crappie-thons trying to catch. I caught one with a tag.
Did you really?
Yeah, back at, what was that little old lady that owned that bar back in Park Grand?
Yeah.
And I was fishing with Bob Post. We're fired up. Got that tag. He's like, well, I don't want you to fish anymore. Let's go and see what that baby's worth. So we go into the bar, and she rolls that thing open. And we're all excited. Quick throw. He's dead meat. Oh, my God. Kobe
what
got back
are
in
we
there
doing?
Somehow. He was dead meat over there at first base. I don't know how he got his foot back in there. Anyhow, we roll that thing open, and this little old lady says, and then they had this Johnson's
thank you, Bob.
Special pull. So if you, there's a strike on the outside edge to Riley Will. If you catch his crappie on a certain pole, it's an extra 100,000 or whatever it was. And she said, did you happen to catch this on a Johnson, whatever it was? And I said, yes, I did. She said, well, it's still worth 15 bucks. Oh, man, she got me big time. It was a classic.
So you got 15
I think it was 25
crappie?
Bucks. Yeah. I think it was 25 bucks. You had to go over to a bank in Salina and give it to them, and they gave me some cabbage. There goes the runner. Throw down to second, not in time, and Kobe's going to be over at second base. So the Indians.
Come on, Riley.
We get a runner over to second with nobody out. Riley Will, 1-for-1 here so far in this ballgame. Pulled a nice base shot down the third baseline his first time up. He does that again, and it's going to be a... Finally, I can color in a square for the Indians. Here comes the 1-1. That's swung on.
Dang it.
Up towards the center fielder. Kobe going back potentially to tag, and he does not. Nixon fires it in out there from center field. I think that's who's out in center field, but whatever it was, made a nice play on it. Kobe going to be stranded at second. Fly ball out there to the center fielder by Riley Will. Out number one is going to bring Brock Deuce to the plate. Brock Deuce flew out to the left fielder his first. No, center fielder. His first time up. Runner at second, 2-0 ball game. Curveball stays high.
Yeah, he hit the kid, made the unbelievable catch.
Yeah. We've seen some great defensive plays, but so far in this ball game, there's a rip down over the between the shortstop and third base for a base hit. Jerry's going to hold Kobe up at third, wisely so. And now the Indians, with a little something-something going here with one out. Base hit by Brock Deuce is going to bring big number 20, Kendrick Wendell, to the plate. Kendrick struck out looking his first time up. Come on, let's get some runs here. Let's go.
It is time.
I'd take a run. A crooked number would be absolutely special, but... First and third, one out. Kendrick Wendell, your batter. Indians trail by two, folks. Bottom of the fourth. Runner coming in. Kendrick showing bunt. Nixon steps back off the mound. Starting to get a little chirping going on over in the Indian dugout. It's been pretty quiet the last few games, let me tell you.
Kentner was way in at third. Whew.
There's the throw down to second. Holy cow. So I don't think the throw was, I think the second baseman was actually supposed to come in a little further and cut that off, and the throw went all the way down to the bag, and it was closer than it should have been.
Now base hit ties it.
Now,
if he'd tried. A
couple ducks on the pond here.
Yeah, if he'd done it exactly right, if he thought that was going to happen that way, he could have.
I think he was safe.
Oh, yeah, he was definitely safe, but if he hadn't been 5 feet in front of the bag.
That one's out.
What'd you say?
That one's a strike.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
Boy, I tell you what, folks, he calls them on that outside.
Yep. Yes, he does.
One ball, one strike. Kendrick can't reach that. He cannot reach that pitch away.
Yep.
Can't reach it. Swing and a miss right there by Kendrick. One ball, two strikes now.
And that pitcher knows it.
I don't know if he knows it or not, but I'm telling you. That is an unhittable pitch.
Listening. Yep, unhittable strike.
Oh, Kendrick, step right at him one time. Here we go. He gets a piece of it down the first baseline, just foul.
That's a good piece of hitting by Kendrick, though. Going with the pitch, making contact.
Yeah. Nice job.
How's popcorn today, Bobby?
Solid.
Did you put a steel ball in the bottom of the bag?
No.
How about the other night? Was that unbelievable?
People down below us thought it was snowing.
Snowing seeds.
Craziest thing I've ever seen. Here comes the 1-2. Come on, Kendrick. Give me a hit. Gets a piece of it. Hangs in there. Number 66, Daniel Patch on deck for the Tribe. Watch the line drives here, boys. Watch the line drives. Let's get her out in the grass somewhere, 20. Come on. Look at you go over there. Mouth full of corn. Dump some water on top of it. Soften them up. I love it.
Trying to get us a run. Doing anything.
Here comes the 1-2. Kendrick steps out. If he'd have sneezed at that point, it would have been through the screen all the way to Trent Backman. Dude had a load. Here comes the 1-2. High cheese got him swinging. Out number two. Strikeout number three. Two for Kendrick so far in this ball game. That's going to bring Daniel Patch. Daniel with a base hit. His first time up. I'd like to see him follow that up with another one.
Yes, sir.
That was a little low and outside. Ball one. Come on. Base knocker here would just be beautiful. I would love to see some purple come across the plate here one time.
Yep. Been a while.
Forgot what it looks like. Landed post on deck. There's our hit, folks. Come on, get down there, center fielder. Oh, my God. He covers the ground, folks. That was out towards right center. He played it perfect. And that's going to do it for the Indians. We strand a couple. We go to the bottom, or we through four complete. 2-0, Minster.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Did you know Kalp Pharmacy can bring you intravenous solutions you get in the hospital directly to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are the most comfortable? We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It's grilling season, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need, from fresh vegetables to steaks. They have a no-limit meat sale with ribeye steaks for only $8.99 a pound. New York strips or flat iron steaks are $7.99, and T-bones are just $6.99 a pound, all perfectly trimmed and ready to go back by the meat counter. Assorted pork chops are $3.49 a pound, and grab some Swaggerty Farms bratwurst for only $3.99 a package, and Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3. If you haven't started grilling this spring, what are you waiting for? Get in on these great deals at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Am I on now?
You're up, Bobby.
You guys done making fun of me? I'm pouting right now.
Is he? Okay, he's sad over here.
Yeah.
Got big bottom lip.
Yep.
Here we go, top inning five. It's top of the order. Nixon, Schmidt, and Kettner. Minster leading 2-0. Indian blew a golden opportunity to score the last inning. And just when you get in that funk, it just needs that big hit, and we just can't get it. Patchy hit an absolute laser out there at center field.
Hit it hard.
But, yeah, well, what are you going to do? Keep battling. Time called. Nixon steps out.
Saturday we got a doubleheader with Rushi. I think I'm out, boys.
Well, I don't believe.
I'm going to be out from that first game, sure.
Have you ever gotten down there for the doubleheader? This will be the third time, I believe.
I don't know if I've ever been. I think one time I went. I don't know if it was a doubleheader, though.
This would be our third one, third doubleheader down there. One of them was prom day. And
Minster prom day. Yeah. Or Rushi prom
Rushi
day.
Rushi prom day, yeah. And they
we played doubleheader?
Yeah, it was a day like today. Rained the whole time.
Yep, rained. And then
Popped up foul.
Second game, once they got ahead, they called it.
Jesus. That might have got somebody.
He's got an aluminum head if they got
it. They had a metal helmet on.
Bobby can't do anything right tonight. We're just killing him.
it's not because we don't like you.
Sounds like he hit the water tower, for God's sakes.
Johnny Nixon, the pitcher. Fly ball foul. Back over the screen.
Back to Woody's house.
Popcorn ain't bad. It ain't quite as good as it was the other day.
That's cool.
First, we only got to eat about a handful.
Yeah,
and then we threw the rest of it away.
We ate almost a whole bag, and I bought three.
Maybe it's because I got my belly full of chili.
Yeah. There's a cue ball. Old cue ball, I called that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cued it.
Right off the end.
Who made the chili tonight?
My wife makes great chili.
She put a bunch of junk in it, or just meat and beans? And
Just your standard chili, but I don't know what her spices are, but I'll tell you what. It's one of her best.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Butter bread?
Peanut butter.
No. Jesus.
I did peanut butter tonight. I do butter on occasion.
That is a laser foul. Johnny Nixon, the pitcher for...
Yeah, butter bread's too. Butter bread's good, too. Either one.
Anything dip. Yeah, I agree.
I never do that, but I always have grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese and chili?
Yep.
Can't go wrong with that either.
I'm a grilled cheese tomato super.
Yeah.
I like that, too.
That's what we do.
Fouled back. Patchy battling. We need that kind of music. Like, we need boom, 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 boom. You in or out?
No, what we're going to have at the new stadium, I'm thinking I want a big old drum so we can...
Bang on the drum.
And we can do the...
We're litter bugs.
Grounded.
Everything we've got needs a paperweight.
Yep.
I'm thinking the big old drum.
I think
drum
I'm
up
all right. I don't need to go. I don't
boom,
think I'm...
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have a big drum?
Yeah, I want to get the big drum up there.
I like it.
I've been wanting one since 1983 when I played baseball. And
that would have been your... That's what somebody's walk-up... Boom, boom. It's a walk-up song.
Absolutely. How cool would that be?
Fly ball center field, Kobe on the run, and he's got it. Nice job, center fielder. One up, one down. You're in the top of the fifth.
He gave that a ride, didn't he?
He did. He hit it hard. Eric Schmidt, now you're batter. Eric has walked and scored. Struck out swinging.
Lori,
God love her.
She Lori brought the paper back that blew out the window. She didn't bring the popcorn back the other night, did she?
Yeah, she ate all of it.
Probably pretty tough chasing down 4,000 kernels of popcorn flying all over the place.
Here's Eric Schmidt, the center fielder. Eric is a flying drive base hit center field. Hit Landon it. Ran it down, but he couldn't catch her.
Hit it where they ain't.
Yep. So there is a hit number five for Minster. Here's Adam Kettner. Adam has walked in the first and struck out swinging in the third.
Patrick in pitching good. I mean, he's walked a couple guys tonight, but
yep.
He got out of a couple jams early.
Well, when you're playing, right now we have to be so perfect because we cannot score any runs. So that's just added pressure to your staff.
Oh, I know. I mean, think about that. I mean, it's just one of those deals where if we can knock a couple runs in early, get a cushion, you know, that's what we had going on early in the season. We'd get a lead and just had fun from there.
Kenny Ten says nothing but butter bread with chili. Kenny Ten listening up here.
Nothing wrong with that.
Our good barber, God love him.
Nothing wrong with that.
Kenny always stole my lunch tickets. Back in school.
Really?
He would get extra chili.
Stole your...
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Helen Eisenbright knew it because she'd always give me a couple bucks. Here, Bob, I know Kenny stole your lottery ticket. Lunch tickets.
I didn't know that he did it to his classmates. He did it to his underclassmen all the time.
You too. Oh, he stole yours. He was...
Huh.
You know, when you think about...
I could barely eat.
You didn't hear to get nothing?
I was a...
Poor little fella.
Well, I mean, Kenny was a bully.
Yeah, mean.
Good curve. Oh,
I remember.
Misses. One
more. Me and Kenny and Bobby skipped out one class. Well, I mean.
No, we didn't skip.
We just didn't quite show up for where we were supposed to be. We were down at the gym and the bell rang. And I'll never forget this as long as I live. Bobby took off because we thought we had like 15, 20 minutes yet. And we weren't quite prepared to go to the next class.
We were laying on the mats, wasn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this bell goes off, so we get up, and I mean to tell you, that's the fastest I've ever seen Bubba run. I don't know what the next class was, sex education or something. He took off like a bandit.
Pitch in the dirt, and runners are going to go on to second.
Kenny and I slant it slowly. You know, we get out of the gym, and next thing you know, Bobby's coming about face twice as fast as he took off. Here was a tornado drill.
Oh,
remember that?
No wonder you thought you had plenty of time.
Oh, it was a classic. I still laugh about that when I think about that.
Not a worry in the world back then.
No.
Jeez. There's a strike. Good pitch. Patchy's still throwing hard.
Absolutely.
Yep.
2-2. One out here in the
and
top
Trent's
of the fifth
still
inning.
Calling that outside pitch.
Absolutely. Minster leading Fort Recovery.
Paint the corners.
That one's high. Full count.
Kenny was probably the instigator. We'd have never gotten in trouble.
No. He was a bad apple. That guy could play baseball. Kenny Tim was a hell of a pitcher.
Oh, he was fun to play behind.
Yeah. Here's a full count pitch. High. Ball four. Two on now. For the cleanup hitter, Justin Nixon.
Well, 6-4-3 here, Bobby.
There you go. Justin Nixon, we had on the radio show Sports Talk a couple weeks ago, the head coach of Capital University, Damon Goodwin. And Justin Nixon signed a letter of intent to play basketball at Capital.
Is that right?
And although coach couldn't talk anything about individuals of his recruiting class, I'm pretty sure, Copy, from there's a slow roller, and that is going to be one tough play. And I think everybody's going to be safe. That was nothing you could do about that one, boys. So he couldn't really talk about any of his recruits, but he knew that he's getting the Ike kid from Marion Local and Justin Nixon, and he's getting a couple good ones from NAC.
Came back here towards the county, didn't he? Came back to home base.
That's exactly right. Coach Kapp's going out to talk to his Indians, and I don't think he's going to make a pitching change. No. They have not hit a ball hard, but they just hit them where we ain't. Bases are loaded here with one out in the fifth, and the Indians cannot give up any runs here. They're in serious trouble.
Obviously, going to probably bring the defense in, don't you think? I may have to, even if up the middle. I think they'll bring everybody
bring
in.
Yeah. Going to home.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see what else we got coming up here this week. Softball at Arcanum tomorrow. The girls, I'm assuming the girls probably rained out tonight against Coldwater. Doubleheader, obviously, for the boys at Rushi. It'll be on Fort Recovery Radio. Next Monday, baseball at Arcanum.
Bubba, does that one say anything about Arcanum? Is it because the thing they sent out today said it's home.
It's home on here, too.
Okay, so maybe that is home.
So baseball home Monday night against Arcanum. That one I can do. I can't go anywhere.
We're on the air whichever way it goes, and I meant to check that out.
We've got a council meeting here on Monday night, but if it's at home, I can make it.
All right, here we go. Brady Heitkamp, the number five hitter. Brady flew out and reached on a fielder's choice. Bases loaded, 2-0 Cats, foul back. Patchy coming right at him, challenging him. Coach Wiss says, make sure it's a strike, buddy. Kind of went a little high cheese there. Indian defense you're exactly right. They're all in the grass. We're going to come home with it. Outfield also playing sound. Curveball, good pitch.
Good job by Riley to get that, baby.
Absolutely.
He's got to block everything right now.
I see
now.
Patchy's got a mohawk. You see that?
Yeah, I saw that. When he took his hat off for the national anthem.
Yeah, mohawk. That's always pretty. 0-2. Straight up. Nice job.
Oh, baby.
Big out for the Indians.
That was a big
job. Nice job.
I do see it now. He's walking back.
Yep. I was going to do a mohawk today, too, but I saw that he had one. And
one's enough?
Yeah. I figured I didn't want to show him up with my mohawk.
Yep. Here's the catcher, Nate Oldages. Big Nate's been up twice, two base hits. Indians defense now back. Got to get an out here. Get out of this jam. Fouled back. MAC baseball on Fort Recovery Radio. Indians need to try to break that schneid. Indians come in 2-3 in the MAC. Minster is also 2-3. Indians are 4-9 overall. That ball's in dirt. Nice stop. 1-1.
And it's the only game on the docket tonight.
The only game on the docket.
Pucky. A pocket with a D.
Yep.
Yep.
We appreciate all the listeners. That was his hardest pitch of the day, I think. We
smoked that one. Yeah, he smoked that, baby.
Just a little high. Good pitch.
88.
Big number 66. Gets a sign. And the 2-1.
Ooh.
Just missed. Ooh.
Second hardest pitch of the day.
3-1.
Here we go, Daniel.
Big pitch right here. Come on.
Time called. Well, blue sky slipping through there. Is that some blue sky?
Yeah, I think tomorrow's actually supposed to be okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cold,
yeah.
Though. I think 60 for a high, but we'll take it.
Inside.
Strike two. Full count.
Tell you what,
runners
are going to
be going.
Not calling anything.
Yep. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, and the pitch. Got him swinging. Nice job, Dan. And he's fired up after that pitch. Good job, Daniel Patch. Good job, Riley Will, behind the plate. In the inning, no runs. They get two base hits. They leave them juiced. After four and a half, it's 2-0 Cats.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, we're back. 7-8-9 post Evers and Lochtefeld for Jerry Kopp. Kenny threw a hard and heavy ball, according to Mr. Chuck Etzler. One of Mr. Etzler's favorite players. He also said Helen Eisenbry's Chili's was the best with peanut butter. So
thank you, Charlie.
Chuck Etzler again has lost a lot of his brain slightly.
He's your neighbor.
I love him.
He's your neighbor. He's a loyal listener.
He is a loyal listener, but I cannot eat peanut butter with my chili. Doesn't make sense.
Put a little, hey, this is what you got to do. You got to mix a little peanut butter with butter. Try that, and that's how you slowly transfer over.
Really?
Yeah.
The only thing I like peanut butter with is celery.
Yeah, that's good.
You in or out?
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
Okay. Here's Landon. That ball's a strike. 1-1 to the second baseman, number 3 on the field.
I don't eat peanut butter.
Don't you?
Nope.
Good protein.
Great proteins.
Okay. High in protein.
So is raw oysters, and I ain't eating them either.
In the dirt, 2-1.
Now, look, all of a sudden he got grumpy.
He is grumpy. Why are you grumpy?
What happened? A little bit ago, you were having
You guys should be talking about how great grilled cheese is with chili. That's like, you guys are screwed up.
No, I've eaten grilled cheese with chili.
Yeah, I'm eating it.
It's
the best.
That got him in the butt talks. Hey, we'll take him anyway. We'll take six of them in a row.
He hits five in a row, is right.
So Posty with a leadoff hit by pitch. Here's Dylan. Dylan struck out looking first time up. This is my last shot at getting a run. If I don't score here, Copy's taking over.
That's the other thing. Lucy makes great grilled cheese. I don't know how she does it. She's very patient with them. I'm a cranker. I crank it up and then I burn it. It's a mess.
Yeah, you can't do that. You got to just.
She's
loyal.
She is patient.
Yep. It's a lot like when I make my burgers on the grill, I'm too fast with them. Put them on there. Put that.
Just let him.
Yeah.
Low and slow.
Low and slow.
Yep.
Throw back over and then dies back.
Green egg things.
No.
See a lot of people have them smokers and stuff.
I have a smoker, but I don't have a green egg. Got me a
good bunt, Dylan.
Get past him.
Throw down, got him. Nice play by the pitcher. Boy, I thought he got just past the pitcher, But Nixon, being an athlete, ran it down. So that's a sacrifice.
Bullet to the first baseman.
Yeah. 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 Here's Derek Langtfeld, the number nine hitter. He's DH'ing for Troy.
Got me a Traeger from Wangler Hardware.
Really?
Yep. And I've been doing the T-bones.
Curveball for strength.
T-bones from Wayne Street Market. I do them in about 40 minutes, low and slow.
Are you are medium well?
No, done.
Oh, you like them?
Yep.
Yeah, me too.
Right. But, yep.
You're a well-done guy?
When you do them low and slow, they're very tender. Not quite fork, but almost. Cut them with a butter knife if you wanted to, but I don't.
Jake eats them rare. I just about throw up. I just don't. Okay. I don't even invite him out for steak anymore. We went to Texas Roadhouse and I threw up and I said that's the absolute worst thing I've ever been to in my life. Couldn't stand watching it.
Steak tartare.
Yeah. I always did well done. Always.
Yep.
And it was Buppy's wife said, try one medium though. And I worked my way down to mediums.
Yeah.
But I can't handle anything chili in the middle.
Yeah,
no, give me a break.
It's disgusting.
Nope. Just has to be cook your meat. That's just when it's done, you eat it.
Thanks. One ball, two advice. Strikes, one out. Post over at second. That one's in the dirt. Going to get away. Posty's going on to third. All right.
Here we go, boys.
That. Come on now.
Come on, Derek. Make some contact here. 2-2.
Who do we have on deck?
Top of the order, Ryan.
Oh, baby. Post. Here we go. Hey, this is crooked number time, boys.
Yeah, we'll take one and
yep.
Well, take our shirts
one at
off.
A time. No.
Swinging around. Do the lasso.
Don't want to startle the children.
Two balls, two strikes, one out. Minster leading 2-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. And the pitch. High cheese. Three balls, two strikes. Come on, Derek. Come on, kid.
We've tried every bit of hocus pocus we know of.
Yeah, we've tried everything. To no avail for this purple and white team. Ooh. Fly ball, left field, hit well, get over his head, off the fence. That ball just kept carrying. Landon Poe scores. Derek Lochtefeld into second with a stand-up double.
That may be about carried out of here, buddy.
It just kept going.
That was awesome.
Derek Lochtefeld with a double off the purple monster, driving in Landon Post, and now the Indians. Cut that lead in half and look to add more with the top of the order and Ryan Post. Galpy, that was a big hit.
I'll tell you what, I thought he was going to catch it when it left the bat, and it just kept carrying.
Because I was thinking, you know, it's going to get deep enough for him to score on the sacrifice.
There's a fly ball deep left, and the left fielder's going back, and he's got it. Oh, Posty, first pitch swinging, hits it hard, but right at the left fielder.
Hey, we're hitting him.
That's two outs. We've been hitting him. Come on, Kobe.
They just need to start finding a hole now.
I tell you what, that thing hit on the top part of that fence, too. I think it did.
Hit the Indian.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Well, that'd have been something.
So here's Kobe, fly ball left field. Left fielder coming in, and he makes the breadbasket catch. Oh, the Indians.
We got a run.
Got a run, that's right. We get a run on Derek Lochtefeld's double. Drives in Landon Post. Through five, Minster 2, Indians 1.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked, quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the top of the sixth inning. Minster is going to go 7-8-9. Riplo, Richard, and Fortman, first three batters. Got a pitching change out there for the Indians. Going to bring in Troy Homan in place of Daniel Patch. Patchy goes over to first base. I can't tell who's that Riggs. Is that Riggs out there and right? Kobe's out in center. Dylan. I think it's Riggs Toby out in right field. Riley behind the plate yet?
Might be. I can't.
I think it is. I think it's kind of hard to tell out there.
I can't see his number anyway, but there's our, if you ever get to see it, there's our.
I think it was number
there.
Six. Is he number six?
Six is Brock Deuce.
No,
so.
That's Deucey.
Riggs is 12 or 16, foul. Depending on which uniform.
Look at this guy's got binoculars.
All right.
Nice job.
He's got binoculars.
This guy back here.
Tom? Tom has.
Tom has.
Haynes?
Tommy Haynes from the Daily Standard up in the booth with us.
Did he pay his 20 bucks yet?
Nice pitch by Troy.
Now we would just owe him the 20 bucks back for the information, so just call it a wash.
All right, that's fine. Evens? Stevens.
Would you like a
14-year-old butterscotch?
Al Souter brought them up here.
Sal's brought me some butterscotches.
Go ahead. Try one.
One ball, two strikes. Come on, Troy. Climb the ladder on this big, tall guy one time. He
good.
Did.
Dribble
three. Monocle Charlie gets away from Riley. Riley can't find the ball. And again, strikeout victim reaches first base on a pass ball. It was a great Uncle Charlie. He pulled the string on him. Runner goes to first.
The bad thing about it, Olds just stood there. He didn't know. He thought he struck out.
Yeah.
And the coach said go, and the fans said go, and
he took off, and
we couldn't pick the ball up.
Crazy ball bounced away in an odd spot.
It happens.
And that's the way it goes. So now, nobody out. We do have a strikeout in the inning, but nothing to show for it. Runner at first. There's a bunt. Comes back up to Troy. Troy goes to first base. So a sacrifice bunt by Richard puts Riplo over to second. Zach Fortman comes to the plate now. So now, little cushion run out there at second base. 2-1 ball game. Indians picked up a run in the bottom of the fifth. For Minster, they got one in the third and one in the fourth. 2-1 ball game here in favor of the Wildcats.
Come on, Troy.
Number nine hitter right here. That one's outside.
Jody Stogler listening.
What does Jody put in her? She can make good chili.
Yeah, she's
good chili.
Yeah, she's. See, I'm a plain guy, so she'll make a batch for her and batch for me.
She spices one up for herself.
She puts like
that one's hit out towards right center. Riggs Toby coming over. They're going to make a play on it, and he does. Number two. Runner stays put at second base.
Now batting, Johnny Nixon.
So we roll back to the top. Johnny Nixon comes to the plate.
When I make my chili, I don't like beans, so I put mushrooms in them. In my chili.
I'm sorry.
Are you a mushroom hunter?
No.
I've been seeing a lot of people with mushrooms.
I used to be, but you know, when you shoot them, there's nothing left.
Are you a mushroom hunter, Calvin? Used to be.
When you shoot them, there's nothing left, he says.
I haven't used a 22, but a shotgun just destroys them. Yeah. There's nothing.
Well, it's not like they run very fast.
No.
It's a mushroom.
Yeah.
I have not gone out, but it is on my to-do list. This weekend. There's a rocket out towards center field.
Come on, Cope.
Cope comes over and he makes it down by a knee catch, and that's going to be out number three. So Troy gets out of that mess. Nothing to show for it. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. Indians got two more chances to tie this baby up. We trail by one.
love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the sixth inning. Could be the Indians inning here. It's going to be 3-4-5. Will, Deuce, and Wendell. First three batters here for the Indians.
That does sound like run.
Riley got a hit the first time up and then flew out hard to the left fielder. Nixon's still on the mound here.
Let's get to pitching this inning.
Pitching a heck of a ball game.
And go to the top of the seventh with a lead.
Oh, yeah. Liking everything you're saying. Chases him out there on that outside pitch. Riley chases one. 2-1 ball game. Indians right in this, baby.
You shave every day?
No.
A couple times a week?
Yeah.
Electric or blade?
Blade.
I can't use an electric. It tears me up.
I don't like electric.
Nope.
My dad was always electric guy.
My dad was too.
That's how I learned with that. I hated it.
Of course, them old guys, they had the toughest skin ever.
Coach Jerry was the one that taught the old blade trick to me. That's outside. Good job by Riley.
Come on, Zero. Come on, kid.
Brother Tom never shaved.
Huh? Didn't.
He's always got his beard. Ooh, curveball.
Pitch.
Caught him. Just froze him and come right across the inside of the plate. Great pitch by Nixon. Strikeout looking for Riley. Will, out number one. Going to bring Brock Deuce, the bruiser, to
was
the plate.
Was it 10 after 7?
Started at 5:30, though.
Draft starts at 8.
We got the boogie. Spencer, you're on your own. Now it's in the dirt. Back to the screen. I will stay because the draft means absolutely snookums to me.
Well, the first pick, they'll screw around, so the first pick won't be till about 7:30.
I thought you said 8 o'clock.
Or 8. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm an idiot.
The guy that loves the draft.
8:30.
The guy that loves the draft so much.
No, 8:30, not 7:30.
It'll be the first pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got time for 3 extra innings.
I'll jump straight out the window at 8 o'clock. You think Laura will bring me back up?
Heads up below.
No, she won't.
2 balls and a strike to the bruiser.
He had a headlock.
It's like she brought the paper back up for us. Yeah, she, that ain't going to happen.
It would make the same sound as when Bubba thought that guy got hit in the head.
Yep.
Right on the aluminum. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. He comes up clean, fires over to the 8'8" first baseman. Nothing can get by that
He's
guy.
He's not that tall.
Dude's big.
6'7".
Yeah. He's a big guy down there. He's a big target. So 2 up, 2 down. Riggs Toby going to be batting now in place of Kendrick Wendell.
Start it up, Riggs. Let's go.
Daniel Patch on deck. First pitch, strike. Old Kenny Ray, yep, had a lot of fun with that crazy old devil. He's still crazy, you know that?
Well, I can tell you what he does screen. Have. His Frank lives right across the street from me, and he has to have the cutest kids I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be what? Like, I'll drive away in a golf cart and his little, I can't remember.
A little Frank, isn't that Frank?
I guess it might be. You know, I bubba. Oh, yeah.
Swing and a miss by Riggs. That's out number three. Three up, three down. Indians down to their last at bat here. We go to the top of the seventh. Indians trail by one.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Now batting, Eric Schmidt.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the seventh inning. Indians need to shut them out here, get a goose egg on the board, and come up and scratch out a run to tie this bad boy up. It's going to be Eric Schmidt, Adam Kettner, and Justin Nixon, first three batters here, facing Troy Homan. Troy's got the old Uncle Charlie working good. Bends are in there for a strike to lead this inning off. Comes 0-1. Fastball swung on and fouled. Out of play.
Sun's out. It's a beautiful day for baseball.
The only game on the docket.
The only game on the docket.
Vinny and Lennon are, according to
Vince,
my neighbors,
way outside for a ball.
Frankie's kids?
Yep. Kathy Ezra said they are my eighth and ninth grandkids.
I don't doubt that.
Yep.
I'm sure they love her and she loves kids.
That one's hit well out towards center field. Kobe coming on his horses, comes in, makes a play. So Eric Schmidt goes down, flying ball to the center fielder for out number one. Good job by Troy Homan coming in here in relief for Patchy. Knock on some wood. So far, so good. That's going to bring the number three hitter, Adam Kettner, to the plate. Vince, that's right. There's a ground ball, high chopper over to Brock. Ducey comes up with it, fires across the field to Patchy. Nice play by Bruiser. 5-3, out number two. Two up, two down. Justin Nixon comes to the plate. Gosh dang it, I thought there was a Frank. Didn't they have a little, not Frank. Gosh dang.
Don't know.
Just completely slipping.
Don't know
me.
If I knew their names.
I know Olivia's got Romy. Roman.
Tonight's scoreboard stumper.
We already had it. You guys never did answer the question.
What was it?
And how many balls?
12.
You said 12. Bubba never answered. See, there's a ground ball. Hard. Oh, bad hop right there to Ryan Post. Came up hot at him. Base hit. Justin Nixon. Yeah.
What's the
stumper was... How long does a Major League Baseball last in a game? How many pitches is the average?
Neil said 12.
Neil said 12, and you said, I should figure that out. I should know. It's 8 or 4. You never answered.
I'll say 4.
4 is the correct answer. A baseball pitches. In the Major League lasts an average of 4 pitches. It's incredible. Now I'm ready for your stumper. I missed the one the other night. Fernando. Yeah. Still mad. One ball, no strikes. Justin Nixon at first on a bad hop over to shortstop to Ryan Post. That one gets past Riley. And
come on, boys. We can't give him any more.
No, sirree, Bob. That run is important out there. So Nixon goes over to second. Brady Heitkamp here with a chance to drive in a huge cushion run.
But we have two outs.
We got two outs.
Let's get the
Troy's just got to bear down here. He finds himself in the hole. Right now, as far as I'm concerned, he can intentionally put him on first, but instead, he says, how about I just throw smoke right down the middle of the plate, see if he swings, and he does not. Two balls and a strike, two outs. You got your stumper or not?
Oh, no, you already did it. We can't do two stumpers in a game. We'll save it for Saturday. Oh, you're not going to be there.
Well, I may make it to one game. There's a ground ball hard to Brock Deuce. Brock comes up with it. Fires over to Daniel Pass.
All right. Come on, boys.
And that's going to do it for the Wildcats. They got two runs here through their seven at-bats. Indians with one. We need one here in the bottom of the seventh to tie this baby up. We'll be back.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound medications to fit your needs to the exact dosage, form, and strength prescribed by your physician. We compound for wounds, pain management, hormone replacement, and more. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, here we go, folks. Bottom of the seventh inning. Indians trail by one, and it's going to be 6-7-8. Patch Post and Evers, first three batters for the Indians here. Indians picked up one run in the fifth inning to make it a 2-1 ball game, and now we got a chance here. How about a walk-off? How would that get you off the snide to have a walk-off and celebrate?
Oh, that'd be great.
Maybe get the boys just super pumped and out there hopping around home plate. I'd love to see that, folks. Starts with this young man, Daniel Patch, and he takes a curveball. Nixon back out there on the mound wanting to complete this game. So far, he's given up one run on only five hits. Indians have stranded three. Struck out five times.
All right, Danny.
Right up the middle.
No.
Are you kidding me? That center fielder, folks, has robbed us at least three outs.
Daniel Patch hit three ropes.
Yeah, that ball was hit absolutely on the screws, and he came in full bore at the crack of the bat.
Who is that, Schmidt?
No, no, I'm going to go out there and
shake his hand or punch him in the face.
No, I got to tip my hat to that young man. Yeah, He's made some great plays.
Yep, that's awesome.
Holy cow, how many lineouts have we had out there to that guy? That's going to ring number three, Landon Post to the plate. Man, I thought for sure we had our first guy on. Son of a gun.
Yeah, should have.
He has made one, two. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. He goes back, lets the ball play him, but he fires across the field for out number two. So two up, two down.
He had two great plays in the first inning, I believe.
He had
Dylan Ever.
Okay, Chuck Etzler is calling you out. 8 to 10 dozen baseballs on average used per major league game.
Wrong.
$6 per ball. $720 is what it costs for baseballs at a game. Chuck Etzler.
Per inning. It was on ESPN. The average life of a baseball in the major leagues is four pitches.
Well, you going to argue with Chuck Etzler? See, he's only been around the game for 200 years.
150 longer than me, that's for sure. I don't need conflict in my life. Indians down to their last
Chuck
out.
Gets fired up.
There's a weak ground ball. Going to be a tough play. A third baseman comes in, and the grass comes up, fires down to first base, and I'll be damned.
Darn.
Beating by one step, and that's going to do it, folks. Indians fall 2-1 to the Minster Wildcats. We'll be back to wrap this bad boy up in just a minute.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have for you this week. In their deli, they have Cooper Farms Honey Roasted or Smoked Turkey for just $5.99 a pound, sliced any way you like it. And Eckrich Bologna is only $1.99 a pound, sliced your way. Packages of Eckrich Smoked Sausage, Original, or Cheese are 2 for $6. And it's time to start making plans for your graduation parties, so get your party trays and chicken ordered now. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, we're back here for the little post-game action here, and Indians fall again 2-1. Another just absolute battle royale here. And tell you what, Bobby, we just cannot get off this night. I was sure hoping that we could somehow beat these Mr. Wildcats tonight here at home, and to no avail. And another great pitching performance. Starting pitching by Daniel Patch, he pitched great. Troy Homan come in, pitched the last two innings, pitched great. But we just could not get enough run support for these guys. Holding Minster to two runs is great pitching, folks, I'm telling you. And for us, great pitching for Nixon on their side. He gave them one run. We had four hits. We stranded six. I take that back. Flip the book over, Dave. One run on four hits. We stranded three. We struck out five times. We only walked one time in this ball game. Nixon pitched a complete game, and Bobby, he was pretty tough.
He was tough, Calpy, but we hit a lot of balls hard. And this one stinks.
Yeah, this one hurts.
But you got to take your hat off. This game was as well a defensively played game by both teams that we've seen all year.
It was a great game. It really was a great game. A 2-1 baseball game. It was a pitching duo, great defense on both sides, like Bobby said. And for them, they got two runs. They scored one in the third and one in the fourth, and that's all they needed. They had seven hits. They stranded six. They struck out six times combined with Patchy and Troy. We walked them three times. Patchy had all the walks. But you know what? He did that early, and we got out of every one of those jams. And for us to walk a guy and not get him in or not let him score, hats off to our pitching and our defense. So Indians fall 2-1. We go to 2-4 on the MAC. We fall to 4-10 now on the season. They'll improve to 7-7 and 3-3 in the league. And, you know, Bobby, we got some upcoming games. We just got to get over the hump here.
Amen,
I don't know
brother.
How we're going to do it.
Saturday, well, tomorrow the girls' softball team travels to Arkham to take on the Trojans. Saturday, it's doubleheader baseball right here on Fort Recovery Radio as Indians travel to Rushi to take on the Raiders. 11 a.m., we're going to have that game for you right here. And then next week, we are busy as all get out. We're going to travel. No, we got Monday. We got Arkham at home.
We're thinking it's at home.
Yep. That game will be Tuesday. We got Versailles. We're going to go to Versailles, play the Tigers. Girls host Versailles, and that game will be on Sports Stream 2. On Thursday, it is New Bremen Day. The Indians travel. No, we host again New Bremen. Girls travel to New Bremen. On Saturday, the baseball team hosts Marion Local, and that's from a rain out. So that game will be at 2 p.m., and that will also
that's
be.
That's why we're a game behind, isn't it?
That is exactly sense. Right.
There you go.
So that's it. That's what we got coming. It was a tough loss for the Indians, but we're going to keep battling. You bet.
Yeah, we keep battling, and we've got players out there that want to win these games, and it's just a matter of time. We've got to get over that nudge. It is what it is, and we just got to keep fighting, and Coach Kopp's got to keep them fired up and somehow come back. I see the boys out there talking to them. I see Coach Feely talking, and hey, guys, if they can get them fired up, they will. So for Bob Stogler, Dave Kopp, and Old Spencey, we're going to sign off here at the Old Ball Orchard, and we'll see you Saturday morning, 11 o'clock at Rushi. So long.
Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming. And thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.